Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So we are in dark, interesting times, and in times like that, we need to fight evil with the most powerful weapons at our disposal. Among the most powerful is the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So the Great Rosary Campaign, as I'm sure many of you know already, is a year-long mission for the conversion and strengthening of cultural leaders, and particularly Catholics, fallen away Catholics, and non-Catholic Christians. So we're announcing a weekly call to pray the Rosary for specific Catholics and non-Catholics. And we pray the Rosary for three basic reasons. We get this from countless popes and saints. It's for keeping the faith, moral renovation, and for conversions. So that's what we want to see with this Great Rosary Campaign, that either non-Catholics become Catholic, or fallen away Catholics come back to the faith, or a particular Catholic leader, maybe a pope or a bishop or a priest, that they are strengthened in the faith for the times we are in and the times ahead. For this week's Great Rosary Campaign, we're going to do another political couple. We've done Trump and Melania, J.D. Vance and his wife, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden and his wife, et cetera, et cetera. So this week, let's pray for the conversion of Barack and Michelle Obama, former President and First Lady Obama. Again, I'm not sure if anybody's ever organized a rosary campaign for their conversion. Maybe they have. But just because they're not in power anymore, at least not in the throne, as it were, doesn't mean they don't have a lot of influence. They do. I have, President Obama he seems like a very fun guy. Seems like a guy who'd be easy to talk to. But he and his wife have obviously supported many, many grave evils in our society. And that's very serious. So let's pray the rosary for their conversion to the Catholic faith. Imagine how amazing that would be. I've seen, in some ways, on a miniature level, I've seen worse. So let's pray for their conversion, and let's offer a 24-hour water fast. If you can do more, great, especially for some of these higher-end political couples that have really supported some horrific evils. But minimum 24-hour water fast, adjusted for your state in life. So if you're elderly or sick or, you're a day laborer or whatnot, adjust it accordingly. But let's pray for their conversion and pray with great hope and fervency for something that seems unlikely. But Our Lady and certainly our Lord are in the business of miracles. So let's believe. Remember, there are six key biblical themes for the Great Rosary Campaign. The first one is we pray for our brethren. The second one is we pray for our enemies. The third one is we pray for our leaders and those who are in authority, even if we really don't like them, which is many people these days, perhaps. Fourth, we go into battle with the Ark. Our Lady is the new Ark of the Covenant. And so we start on Sunday and we go to Saturday. That's 7 days. So just like the ancient Israelites surrounded Jericho with the old Ark of the Covenant. And on the seventh day, they blew the horn and the walls came tumbling down. We are hoping that something similar happens with the hearts and minds of the people we're praying for, that they have some sort of breakthrough that our prayers can hopefully merit for them. And so we do that with the new Ark of the Covenant, Our Lady. The fifth biblical principle is that evangelism and apologetics, if we're going to do it the best we absolutely can as Catholics, we need to have four ingredients: love, arguments, prayer, and penance. Love is loving the creature for the sake of the love of God. So that needs to be the opening gambit, right? Then it's arguments. We need to actually know what we're talking about. If we don't know what we're talking about, we need to do our homework, okay? But then there's two other ingredients that we often forget, especially the last one. The next one is prayer, and the last one is penance. We oftentimes forget to pray for those we're trying to convince or to see convert. We need to pray for them. But then finally, and this is the one I think most often forgotten because it's the least pleasant, but it's actually kind of the secret sauce for us Catholics, is penance. We can fast for people. We can give alms for them. And this is of immense spiritual benefit, not only to ourselves, but just in the divine order of things. God has ordered it so that if we join our sacrifice to His, if we are in a state of grace, that this will yield great fruit in the spiritual world, in the spiritual economy. So love, arguments, prayer, and penance. That's what evangelism and apologetics is for a Catholic if we're going to do it the best that we can according to Christ. And then finally, the sixth biblical principle is we need to return good for evil. Oftentimes when you bring up the Rosary or Our Lady, you get accused, especially on social media and especially by Protestants, of engaging in idolatry or worshiping Mary as a goddess and whatnot. All this is ridiculous. It's not true. We know that as Catholics. But many of these people don't. And they don't not because they're malevolent per se. Maybe some of them are. But because this is what they've been told their whole life. I came from this background, so I understand. And if you thought that something was genuinely idolatrous, then it would be good to tell people, stop engaging in idolatry. So When this happens, return good for evil. If somebody makes some smart aleck remark or an inaccurate remark or spreads a lie about the Catholic faith, just say something kind. Quote scripture. Say, praying for you. Say, I'm asking Our Lady to pray for you. Just be kind. Don't fall for the bait. Return good for evil. And with that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.